As states attempt to more strictly regulate e-cigarette products, researchers at Yale School of Medicine are testing out a new way to teach kids about the dangers and risks of vaping. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more.
Be gone, space cats.
I'm so good at this.
Get over.
Tino Pavla and his friends sit in the back of the school library, each wearing a virtual reality headset. Instead of seeing their classmates at East Shore Middle School in Milford, they're interacting with people at a virtual high school and playing Space Cats, a shooter minigame.
I like to like that there was real voices instead of like a robot. Space Cats is fun. We want Space Cats to just be its own game.
Havla is among a group of 7th and 8th grade students within the Milford Public School District who are part of a controlled trial run by the Play for Real Lab at Yale. Researchers are tracking how a virtual reality game on vaping prevention can help reduce rising rates of e-cigarette use by teens, at a time when legislators and public health officials scrutinize e-cigarette companies for their manufacturing and advertising practices. Veronica Wieser is a postdoctoral research associate at Yale. She'll follow up with the kids in another 3 and 6 months with surveys to learn what game information sticks with the students and where teens remain confused.
And so we'll be able to see, you know, did most of the kids miss the Juul is not an e-cigarette question, which is something really common, or was it mostly kids thinking that it's not an aerosol but water, which is part of the marketing campaign of a lot of these e-cigarette companies?
The free game is called Invite Only, which includes educational activities and the Space Cats minigame. It's available through Oculus Go, a virtual reality company. The student players become characters in a high school environment. They're put in situations where they get offered vaping products at school or a party, and they have friends who they're trying to help quit. Riley Simons practices saying some of the prompted responses aloud with two characters in the game, Mike and Yumi.
How about using a free texting app for Grub? Just text QUIT to 47848.
That's a good start, but what else can I do? It seems like this is going to be harder than it seems.
What other information can I give Yumi to help her quit?
How about talking to someone you trust, like your doctor or your mom?
Maybe I can talk to Ms. Locke in guidance. She's pretty cool to talk to about stuff like this.
Simons is 12 and in the 7th grade at East Shore Middle School. She doesn't personally know anyone who vapes, but says she knows there are kids her age who are doing it.
But I knew about it because, like, it's middle school. A lot of times people make some bad decisions. But I really learned a lot more about it through the game. And I didn't know what a Juul pod was before, but I actually know what that is now.
Researchers say misinformation about the supposed safety of e-cigarettes contributes to the popularity of the products among teens. And Simon says the game helps clear up some of those mixed messages.
Because if you don't learn, then you're going to get addicted to it, and it's so, so bad for you. And it's really important that people our age are learning and knowing about it, because we can't fall into the peer pressure. We have to learn.
Similar games and educational tools already exist, but Wieser says virtual reality is a platform that uses sensory immersion, which can be attractive for a generation of kids who no longer consider things like computers, smart tablets, and phones to be novel. But while the game is currently free, it's not accessible to all. The game must be played with Oculus Go headsets and controllers, which cost about $150 or more. But Brandon Sands, a postgraduate research associate at Yale, says schools and educators are making early investments in the technology, eager for new tools they can use to address vaping. And he hopes the game has far-reaching prevention outcomes.
If we reach one person and they reach three people, then, you know, the potential for that kind of domino effect it's a very real opportunity there.
Yale researchers hope to have final data results from the trial by next year. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.